Huge game tonight at Class 3A District 4, as it will be the Marion Indians taking on the West Delaware Hawks. And we preview that, talk with some of the other coaches here at Marion High School. And kids just got out, and they're headed outside to take in all the great stuff out there. Scott Unash along with Mark Dukes here at Marion, and going to talk with some of the coaches here. And Mark, always good to be here at Marion High School, just inside the doors. Got the gym behind us and all the stuff from our great vendors to our right here.
Yeah, indeed. It seemed like we just started this tailgate tour, and you mentioned week 8, and that's really hard to believe, but we're getting into the thick of the district races. You've got a huge game tonight with Marion and West Delaware. This thing gets, we'll talk to Tim Lovell about the game tonight, but yeah, it's always fun to be at Marion, great hosts, and as you could probably hear in the background, the kids just getting out and taking advantage of the various vendors that you mentioned.
Yeah, and thanks to all the great folks outside. Talked with Angie Cole from the Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department, Dr. Pepper, just you name it, they're out there. Popeyes, Happy Joe's, and great to have them all aboard as far as the tailgate tour is concerned. But we've got a little game tonight, as it'll be Marion and West Delaware going at it with a lot of implications. We'll get to that here in a moment. And start things off here on our cavalcade of coaches. Corby Lauby here, and he's got the AD hat on. He's got the girls' basketball hat on as well. Always good to see Dave Messerly here. As he's back on the staff, of course, the last couple of years at Marion, as far as football is concerned, does a great job at basketball and golf. But Corby Lauby here joining us at the table, and thanks for hosting us. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you guys coming out. It's fun to have you here, and actually a great game night, like you said. So we're excited to host West Delaware, and it's fun to be playing meaningful football games this time of year. And like you said, week 8, it's crazy that we're this far already.
Not only that, but and we'll talk to Roxanne Paulson here. What a night last night it was.
Oh, it was awesome. We had the privilege to host 16 teams last night here, 8 teams in both gyms, and one of the toughest tournaments in the state to win. And, yeah, our girls went through and won the WOMAC championship last night. It was a really late night, but it was worth it. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah, they kind of – no one thought Marion was going to win it. Had to take on Mount Vernon in the first game. CPU, the Western Division champ, was on the other side, and – lo and behold, that's the fun of sports. Things work out like that.
Exactly. And our girls have been really close against some of those teams that have been ranked really high all year. And we got a lot of competitive athletes. You know, I think we're a dangerous team because our girls compete. And last night, you could just tell they had a lot of energy, a lot of passion, and they put it all together. So hopefully that'll give them some good momentum starting next week when we start regionals.
Well, just another thing that's gone very well for Marion as far as the sports world is concerned. You guys have been on a roll as of late. It continues through the fall. Of course, the track championship last year, getting into the soccer tournament, you guys getting to the finals of the girls' basketball, the resurrection of football a little bit. Boy, things have just been terrific.
It really has been. It's been a team effort, a lot of people, and we had a great year last year, great summer. And then even our cross-country team yesterday, I got to know, 16 teams, girls and boys. Our boys and girls both got second out of 16 teams. And that's really phenomenal to have both teams place, and they're just points away from being conference champs. And we had a conference champion on the boys' side with Jeremy Fatma, and that was really good. Yesterday was a great day for Marion.
Talk about your basketball team, 24-2, as Scott mentioned, state championship game last year, and you've got a floor rented in Des Moines for the next few years, don't you? You got a lot of kids back.
Yeah, we do. You never want to jinx yourself, but we do. We lost one really returning player who played off the bench last year in Isabel Sade, but we have everybody else back, and we have some talented freshmen coming in. So we have very high expectations, but the thing is the girls really do. They're really passionate about sport. A lot of them are up here at 6 in the morning right now in the fall working out. There's quite a few out for other sports, but you know they're really passionate about it, and they work really hard, so it's a lot of fun to be a part of.
Well, and you're trying to take that next step, obviously. Mm-hmm. You're trying to beef up the non-conference schedule. You had a date open, and you were calling out to all the 5A's and top 10s and things like that to try to find a good game, and you found a good game.
Yeah. I actually, last spring, I emailed Jeff Linder. I said, can you give me your projected top 10 in 5A for girls? And he did. He got back pretty quickly to me on that. And then basically what I did, I looked up all the AD's emails from those schools and just said, we have a date open. We'll play anywhere. And we picked up Indianola. They were ranked number one all last year in 5A, and they returned a few Division I girls and should be really good again this year. So we'll have them coming in. And obviously Center Point Urbana, I could see them being ranked, you know, top one, two, or three in the state again. And then picked up Linmar and Prairie non-conference again. So we're doing our best to go out and play anybody that we can just to get better. And like you said, I think for us it's almost playing against yourself sometimes. You got to just continue to get your personal best. It's cliche, but we really do want to – they're getting the weight room, they're shooting and trying to do everything they can control to get better.
Did it surprise you Indianola would want to come here?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of surprised. I thought maybe some of the other schools closer, but when we talked to them, they basically they're undefeated in the regular season last year and got beat, ranked number one in the state tournament last year. I think they wanted to put themselves in any tough situations they could, so they jumped all over it and came here. And we're really honored to have, you know, a 5A team that's probably going to be 1-2-3 type team in state coming in, wants to come here and play. I think that says a lot about where we're at.
It's going to be a mutual benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I honestly don't care if we win or I care if we win, but that's not what it's about. You know, we need to play in games that push us, put us in a lot of adversity, put us in tough situations so that, you know, when you get in those regional final, conference, and state championship type games that you've been there before.
The big question is, before I let you go here, with, you know, you guys can go 11, 12 deep in girls basketball, and people are thinking out there, yeah, it's a great problem to have, but, you know, everyone's got to stay happy with the amount of minutes, and I'm sure you've been thinking about that along with the staff.
Absolutely. I mean, there is a components that you got to manage, and I think it's also a culture you have to create where, you know, the girls, I think, understand that, you know, you're not going to have as many points per game, minutes per game as other people, but you are going to be able to play at state tournament. You're, you know, most likely will come in ranked number one in the state, and there's a lot of honor to be with that. So, you know, the culture of the kids is really good. That doesn't mean it won't be a challenge, but a tribute to them, I think they know that the level and the pride you have playing a program that's having success means a lot. But we will. Hopefully we stay healthy. But this year we definitely have a really deep roster. So I'll put the assistant coaches. I already have them kind of looking at some things and rotations right now. And, you know, those guys are pretty smart. So I'm sure they'll have some good ideas.
Well, the Lobby girls are certainly showcased in the winter, but you're going to be lacing them up Sunday, right?
I guess so.
What's going on there?
I guess so. Yeah, our music boosters are doing a fundraiser game against the Harlem Thrillers. And
Wizards.
Wizards. Well, yeah, I played against the Harlem Thrillers in high school.
Right.
Yeah, so I've already done this once a long time ago. Yeah, the Harlem Wizards. But, yeah, so there it should be kind of a fun event. Yeah, I'm not really – I'll probably just stationary, pass it around a little bit, pretend like I'm playing defense, whatever. As long as I don't get hit with confetti or...
You're doing film by the Washington Generals to
see
what you do.
Yeah, well, probably late tonight I'll start doing that after the football game. That's a couple other things going on this week, but I'll try to shift my attention to that later.
That's here, afternoon, evening?
Yep, it's in the evening on Sunday night. So, hoping if there's some tickets still available and if people want to come out, it goes to our music boosters and it should be a lot of fun. That's one thing, you know, our music boosters are at music, athletics,
absolutely,
performing arts. At Marion, we've always kind of sell that. We're kind of that medium-sized school where kids can do everything and both support each other, athletics, music, performing arts. And so it's fun. You see a lot of the coaches, like Coach Lovell will be playing, that support the music boosters. And so there's a good cooperation between the two. And anytime we can help each other out and try to support all groups, definitely do that.
Knowing you're a baseball fan, you want to take a stab at our poll question?
Sure, let's do it.
Emil's Hideaway poll question, KGYNradio.com.
I'm ready.
What is your preferred World Series matchup?
Cubs-Yankees.
Okay.
And I want the Yankees to destroy them in the World Series. I'm a Yankee fan. I've been a Yankee fan all my life, and I already take enough abuse for it, so I'm just going to let everyone know. And most of my friends are Cubs fans. And so, you know, I got to deal with them all the time. Sorry, Cubs fans, but I'm going Yankees. I don't care how it happens, but Yankees, Cubs, and Yankees win the World Series.
Don't sleep on them. I mean, they beat my Twins in a wild card, and they've just come back from 2-0.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
Done on line two.
Sorry, Phil. Sorry about that, buddy.
Don't get hurt Sunday. That's the
important. Yeah, no, I won't. I won't move fast enough to get hurt, I hope. So that's just when the pride kicks in. I've already kind of talked myself through that scenario. So.
And no rain tonight would be
absolutely. Yep. I hopefully no rain. Right now it looks north, but no. You know what? No lightning and storms first, and then no rain second.
There you go.
So
we had enough of that last week.
Absolutely.
Had enough of that last week. Well, Corby, we'll let you get down to Thomas Park, and thanks for hosting us here. On behalf of all our sponsors and all of us at KGYM, I want to present you with a little check here. And
thank you.
Thank you for hosting us. We'll be out here quite a few times, I would imagine, this winter.
Thanks, gentlemen. I appreciate all you guys do. And when the Yankees actually do beat the Cubs World Series, make sure you give me a shout-out.
I will.
All right.
We will.
Thanks, guys.
Corby Lauby, the athletic director and the girls basketball coach here at Marion High School. And 3:14 on the Friday edition of the program, Tailgate Tour coming your way here from Marion. As we get closer and closer, we're about 4 hours away from kickoff. Marion and West Delaware coming up tonight. And we'll have it on 1600 AM for you, KGYMRadio.com, the KGYM Radio app. So plenty of ways for you to enjoy the game coming up tonight. Coach Lovell is here, and he gets one of the few times today you get to sit down and relax. You just got done teaching, and now you got to put the coach hat on, get ready for a big one tonight.
Yeah, he's going out and trying to earn a big one tonight. It's a great opportunity for our program. We're really excited.
Well, you got destiny in your hands, as they say. One of the oldest cliches in sports, but if you win tonight, you win next week, you're district champs.
Yeah, and that's what we've talked about since the summer began with our program, is really trying to just earn everything. You know, things going to be given to you, particularly in our district. We have a really, really good district, and I think there are a lot of great 3A football teams, don't get me wrong, but Assumption and West Delaware are kind of the class of our district have been for the last couple of years. So if we can get a couple the next few weeks, we will have earned that right to get into the playoffs, which would be a great step for our program. But we got to get one tonight.
I've been either covering or following Marion football since 1980 when Marion won the state championship, and it always seems to have a good running back. And you've got a stable, really, led by one guy, but a stable, plus a diversified offense, don't you?
Yeah, we've got a lot of options. You know, we got a quarterback that can get the ball out, and he can also run with it. And we got two receivers, a tight end, you know, Grant Meth and Blair Brooks. I think everyone knows that name. And then you mentioned our running backs, Chris Mowinkle and Ja'Cory Higgins, both very capable backs of breaking one at any time. And so we feel really good if we can just get the ball in their hands and keep it simple. And that's really what we've tried to do the last few weeks. If you watch us on film, we have really simplified what we do and really tried to hone the fundamentals, and the defense has really played lights out. And I think that's part of the reason why we've had some success lately, is Ray Riesland has really simplified things on defense as well. Kids are playing fast. They believe in what we're doing and having a lot of fun.
Yeah, the defense may be a little bit overlooked, but through a shutout against a Clear Creek Amana team last week that's got a lot of weapons on the road. And, boy, you and Coach Riesland had to be really happy with the defense.
Absolutely. You know, we simplified it for our guys last week, actually a couple weeks ago when we had center point come down, and our kids really responded. We challenged our front four and linebackers to make plays, and they've done that. And so we have a challenge in front of us tonight. This is a team that is high up in the stats in 3A. They run the ball very well. They throw the ball very well. So we have our challenge cut out for us tonight. But I think our kids are ready for that challenge. You know, I can't give you a guarantee on anything, but I'm excited to see how we respond tonight.
Well, it just sounds like you said simplified things. You want to get the ball in the hands of your playmakers.
Yep.
And position that defense to do each player do their assignment. That sounds very simple, but that's what football is, really, isn't it?
Yeah, blocking and tackling. Don't be a cowboy, we talk about on our team. That means just do your job. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. If you do your job and the 10 other guys do that as well, we'll be in a position of success, hopefully, at the end of the night. And we've been fortunate so far. We haven't been turning the ball over, and we've taken the ball away, so we're leading the districts in turnover margin, and that always helps. And if we can continue that on defense and then make some plays, particularly on third down where we struggle a little bit lately, I think it should end up being a pretty good, tight, close football game.
Well, when you think of West Delaware, you think of physical football.
Yes.
You think of running the football as well, although they've had, been able to throw it pretty well the last couple of years. But they've got a big running back there as well. But they're going to put it's going to be smash mouth tonight.
It is. That Curly kid runs hard. He does not get tackled very easily. You watch him on film, and he jumps out at you, and their length jumps out at you. They got tall receivers, guys that can move. And that causes stress for both sides of the ball. So we have to play fundamental sound football. Again, keep it simple. We talk to our guys, play fast, play physical, and play free, meaning you don't think about what you're doing. If we do that, I really like the opportunity that we have for us tonight.
Young quarterbacks sometimes struggle, but yours hasn't.
Trevor does a great job, doesn't
yeah.
he? I mean, he's fun to watch, and he's a competitor. I really enjoy watching him. I obviously really enjoy coaching him as well. He takes to what we're trying to do and understands what we're trying to do in our offense and executes it very well. We had in our losses, if you look at some of the reason we lost, we just did not hang on to the ball very well. Obviously, we got run on a little bit in that Wallert game, but we've got to be able to make plays when the ball is there. And we've been doing that here recently, and so that gives Trevor obviously a lot more confidence that he doesn't have to do everything. You got guys like Blair, and you got guys like Chris, guys that can really move and have fantastic hands. It makes his job a lot easier. But it also, you got to have someone that can put the ball where it needs to be in those explosive playmakers' hands.
16 TDs and 4 picks. That's not bad.
Nope, that's pretty good percentage. Pretty good percentage.
You will take it.
And you also had a chance. You got Alex Whalen back.
Yes.
So that's a big plus.
Yeah, and you could really see his energy on the field on defense. He led the team in tackles. He also had that really great punt return. If you watch the film, it bounced off the front of his chest right back to him, just the way we practice. And he took it 55 yards to the house right before half. And that was kind of the nail in the coffin for Clear Creek last week. It was a great play for him and our team. But he just brings so much leadership to our football team and excitement, enthusiasm, and physicality for a cat his size. He hits like he's 220 pounds. And he's real a leader for us on defense.
I like to ask this of head coaches, I don't know why this fall, but what do you do between now and game time? Are you superstitious? You do this, that, or the other thing?
No, not really. Actually, huh? I normally pick my daughter up right about this time from school. She's our ball girl. So we when she gets changed, and I get my stuff on for the football game. And we hang out for about 15, 20 minutes, and then we stop at Sitco and get a hot dog together. I get my rock star to keep me going through the night, and then we get here and just start getting stuff ready. I'm not real superstitious. I think when I was younger, I used to be, but as you get a little bit more seasoned, you can tell by the white in my beard, I've got a little bit more experience than I used to have. I don't get wrapped up in, certain things. I just try to keep calm and focused and make sure that our players try to stay that way as well.
Ketchup or mustard?
Just mustard.
Okay. There you go.
No ketchup. There's no ketchup on a hot dog. That is not allowed.
No, I agree with you 110%. Yeah. That was a poll question one day, wasn't it?
What's that?
Ketchup, mustard.
Yep.
Mustard only. Yeah. So we got that. Well, should be a fun one tonight. And I know you guys are happier at home, certainly.
Yeah, we love being at home. We love playing for our crowd. Our crowd's really been awesome the last couple of years. Just the energy that they bring to our players. I know they get a lot of excitement playing for them. And obviously, when you have success in it, from a win standpoint, that makes everyone feel really good. So that's a real benefit for us. We like playing on the grass. Last week was in the turf. That was a nice distraction. But getting back to our grass, Thomas Park, where sort of that magic happens is exciting for us. We can't wait.
That losing streak seems a long time ago, Jim.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. ironically, we're the same spot we were last year. We were 5-2 coming into our last two, and we hit a couple roadblocks, West Delaware and Assumption, and we're hoping to avoid that this year. We're a little bit different team, though. We're a little bit more experienced, have a few more playmakers, and defense is playing really well. So, if we can stay calm and focused and, try to keep everything in front of us and not get wrapped up in the moment, I think our team will be poised for the moment tonight.
Well, sounds good. We'll see you over at Thomas Park tonight. Should be hopefully all the lightning stays away,
Looks
stays
like
up
it.
North where it's at right now, and should have a good ball game tonight.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. More of the Tailgate Tour here from Marion coming your way as we get ready for Marion and West Delaware here tonight. So stay with us. More to come after this right here on KGYL.
These are the $25 MediaCom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. MediaCom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free one-year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call MediaCom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualify new MediaCom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back with you here from Marion. It's the Tailgate Tour, the North Edition, coming your way on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann back in the studio. And we were talking some football. We're going to keep talking with some of the Marion coaches here. And Mike Manderscheid, the head boys basketball coach, joining us here at the table is... We're just discussing it 4 weeks from Monday when the basketball season for the boys opens up. Girls are 3 weeks coming up from Monday. But I know you can't wait. And expectations are, you know, some years are higher than others, but I think there's that interest every year. You just want to get out there and see what you got.
Yeah, you want to do what you prove what you can do and early and often and see what happens. But we're excited. Got a lot of guys returning, so... six of our nine guys returning played last year, so we'll have some experience. We won't have to bring them along and get them used to the speed of the game. The speed of the game will already be there. So
I think a handful played in every game, including your leading scorers, so that's a good core right there.
Yeah, we do. Baylor Fish and Mitch Weiss were our two seniors that graduated. They were good seniors for us, but bringing back just about everybody else that played and leading scorers are back, and that's always good.
And you had some sophomores and freshmen, I know, that they're going to help this year. They're going to step in there and learn a lot.
Yeah, we actually had two juniors this year. Trevor Paulson was a starter for us, ended up being a starter for us last year. And Matt Brazzi, another junior, they played a lot of minutes last year. And then we've got a couple other juniors. Mason Ray will play a lot for us this year. And then we'll kind of see by committee how much we need. I think we're going to have somewhat of a good problem. We're going to have probably 8 to 9 to 10 guys that we can put on the floor. So the competition and practices will be pretty good, too.
WAMAC is a terrific league in almost every sport, probably all sports, and that's not an exception in basketball either, is it?
No.
See a few of those West Delaware guys out there today.
Yeah, West Delaware brings their fair share, too. But, I've said that all along, we got – right now 16 teams, 14 next year, but I think we're probably the best 3A conference in the state for sure.
You guys out in the west, CPU's gonna have a really good team, and they got better and better, like very similar to what you guys did, and went all the way to the sub-state final and gave West Delaware all they wanted in that particular game. They got most everybody back, and just up and down the line through the WAMAC, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I think everybody somewhat improves this year. I was looking at that the other day. CPU is still going to be good, and they're probably front runner that everybody will be gunning after. Not having JoJo, will be different for him. I mean, he was just a phenomenal athlete. But I think everybody else up and down the line will be much better. You know, from Clear Creek, you give Brandon another year down there to work with guys. You know, Adam Sanchez at Williamsburg is going to have their kids. They're going to be big, just huge kids, big football kids. But he'll have them playing hard. And everybody else will be a little bit better here and there. Indy will be up a little bit more. They'll have more guys with experience. So on our side, I think everybody improves. And hopefully we're in the mix somewhere in, down the line.
What will you have in the non-conference? Usual suspects? Or
yeah. Yeah. We play Owine, Washington, Iowa, and Jefferson in our nons. Have the last 3 years, I think. And then our Jeff game, we're going to move to the Cell. We'll be there January 13th to play them at the Cell. So
that'll be
a nice game for us, too.
Do you get that little experience down there? You never know if you might need it down the line.
It'd be nice to have that experience and need that experience down the line, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. It would. But, you know, you're still looking for that 6'9 guy roaming the hallways. But I think you're going to be a little taller this year, though.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You know, Mitch was probably 6'5". You know what? He was 6'6 last year. So we do replace that. But I think overall our height will probably be a little bit more than last year. Got a lot of guys in the 6'1", 6'2", 6'3 range, which, you know, by this day and age is kind of short. But, you know, back when I was playing, they were all kind of taller guys then, you know, in that area. But, yeah, our size will be okay. I think one of our strengths might just be able to, you know, handle the ball. I think, you know, we can put 7 guys out there that can handle it pretty well. So we just have to make sure we can translate that to keep turnovers down and putting the ball in the basket.
Rebounding is fundamentals, right, Scott? Doesn't matter.
Blocking out, fundamentals, doesn't matter how tall you are.
Yeah, you're right. That's 100% right, and it's all effort. And sometimes we have to remind our guys that, hey, you can go after that ball. It's okay. It won't bite.
But it's you got same staff together?
We got most of the same staff together, and we added a few. Jason Marshall and Alan Marshall. Alan was a superintendent at CPU. They are going to split our freshman job. So I'm kind of getting 2 for the price of 1 there, and I'm excited about that. Brian Voss is going to help our sophomores. He's a new teacher up here, new high school social studies teacher. And then Kyle Von Baron will do our sophomores again, and then Coach Brazzi will be with me at the varsity. So I'm excited about this staff. There's quite a few guys. Six coaches working with kids can only be a good thing. You know, last year we started with 4 coaches and we had 50-some kids out in freshman and sophomore combined and had to go find somebody at the last minute to try and help here and there. But 6 guys helping out should do us.
What do you think it will take, Mike, to squeeze out just a few more wins this year?
Good question. I just asked Coach Brazzi this the other day. I said, what do we need to do to put a few more points on the board?
Sure, you know, he gave you a great answer.
He did. He didn't give me the answer.
He's a defensive guy.
Yeah, he did. you know, we were just under 50 points a game last year, and I'd like to be over the 50 category. You know, some of that is because we do play a little bit of defense. You know, our defensive averages the last couple of years have been phenomenal. They've been in the low 40s. So, you know, we still want to keep that. But we want to be able to get up and down a little bit more. I think we'll have the kids to do that a little bit more this year maybe than last year. Being able to play a little bit faster-paced game, still making solid decisions and doing that. But I'd like to be able to get up and down. Fans like that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Kids like that a little bit more. And I don't mind it. It's just the decision-making at times, the 16-, 17-, and 18-year-olds got to make decisions too. So,
indeed. And how is the summer getting ready for this year?
Good. We played all 4A schools, I think, all summer long. So I knew coming in that it was going to be tough. But I thought, you know what, with the kids we've got coming back, we need to be able to throw some kids to the wolves and see what they can do. And they did a pretty good job all summer long. I was really happy with our summer. It gets harder and harder and harder to get everybody around in the summer. You know, kids want to do a camp here, a camp there, and they're out for baseball, and they're doing all that, and I get all that. So it gets a little bit tough. So you got to kind of work with them. And, you know, I always tell the kids, just communicate with me when you can and can't be there, and we'll find somebody. It's not a big deal, you know. But kids did well this summer.
I gave Corby Lobby a shot at this. Our email's hideaway poll question at kgymradio.com. What is your preferred World Series matchup?
Strohs and Dodgers.
Strohs and Dodgers.
Strohs and Dodgers.
Coach Brazzi in line too.
Strohs and Dodgers. My favorite team is the Phillies, and that's not going to happen, obviously, this year. But my second favorite team is whoever's playing the Yankees and the Cubs. So Strohs and Dodgers.
That's what Corby said. He's a Yankee.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
A lot of great.
Mike and Denny Gettle, the only Philly fans I know in town, right?
We're looking at 2021 Phillies White Sox World Series.
Yes.
I hope we're still around.
Both worst to first.
I hope the volcano under Yellowstone hasn't taken us all by then. Mike, appreciate it. We'll see you this winter. Always good talking basketball with you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You bet. And Mike Mandershide, the head basketball coach here at Marion for the boys, as we come your way on the tailgate tour here from Marion. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and have more of the coaches here at Marion. So stay with us. More to come after this right here on KGYM.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
The High School Football Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Holmes Murphy, Fighting Insurance Solutions. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead. Visit HOLMESMurphy.com.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, get any 5 quarts of Valvoline Premium Conventional Oil and an STP filter for $24.99 or an extended life filter for $2 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
We've reached it, the point where the only way to make Tuesdays any better is by having more boneless wings. That's why here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration where if you order boneless wings at full price, you'll get another of the same size for free. This works for dine-in or takeout. Every little bit counts. And on Tuesdays, every boneless wing counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
You know I love Dollar Shave Club's razors, but did you know they offer so much more? Everything for your hair, face, skin, and shower delivered right to you. And right now you can try it all. You can get their first month starter set, which includes travel size shave butter, body cleanser, butt wipes, and a month of their best razors for just $5. After that, replacement cartridges ship for just a few bucks a month. Don't miss out. Get your starter set for just $5 today exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/jones. That's dollarshaveclub.com/jones.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back here to Marion and the tailgate tour as we get ready for West Delaware and Marion coming up here tonight. Before we talk some wrestling here, we have some tickets to give away for tomorrow night's Rough Rider Omaha game. It's going to be at 7 o'clock at Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. And make sure you make your plans to come on out. Of course, you can stop by and get tickets at the arena or just go to RidertownUSA.com. We have two pair to give away, one to each winner. And Kyle's going to get your names right now. Callers 5 and 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Go ahead and give Kyle a call, and he will get your information. You can pick him up at Will Call coming up tomorrow as the Rough Riders open up the home portion of their season. And we're going to talk some wrestling right now. Jason Hague here, the wrestling coach for the Marion Indians, and continuing to make improvements, get better and better. And like we mentioned with Mike, I imagine you you got the countdown in your head silently going until you roll the mats out and get to practice.
Yeah, it's coming up right away. We actually, the other day, I was just looking back at some film from last year, and I was like, holy cow, it's getting up here pretty close and getting pretty excited about it. So getting paperwork all wrapped up and getting everything ready to roll.
Scott mentioned the word improving, and that's certainly been the case. What do you think the culture of Marion Wrestling is now?
I think last year was a big turning point. You could really see the guys really starting to buy into what we were trying to sell them and really build off each other. And, you know, I think it all kicked off with that first tournament we went to last year. We ended up winning it, and I told them from day one, if we worked hard for 3 weeks, we could go into that tournament and win it. And, you know, luckily we were able to get it done, and I think that was just a springboard for the rest of the year. So. And then they just kept building off that and had a pretty good season. So
sometimes you just need that validation that the hard work is paying off,
yep,
right?
Yep. And that solidified it. I mean, bought in and worked hard, and then we were able to pull it off, and it showed that hard work pays off, and it just continued throughout the year.
Yeah, it did. And I know you're looking to continue the improvement this year, just build on what you did last year, take a step forward again.
Yep. We raised the bar pretty high last year. I was just looking back, and we placed higher at every tournament except for one, which we placed the same at last year. So, and our goal is to always improve on from the previous year. So raising the bar every year, hopefully, and the guys are put in some work over the summer here and are still in the weight room in the fall, those that aren't playing a fall sport right now. So We're looking forward to another good season.
Who are some of those guys you're going to count on, Coach?
Well, we got two returning state qualifiers, sophomores Neil Gady and Gavin Heiler. And then we got some seniors that have really stepped up and shown some leadership. Zach Cochran, Brady Bartz, Jack Eichhorn, Carson Webster, Braden Geringer is a junior who's been working real hard. So we pretty much have our whole lineup back besides the Conway twins and Clifton. So,
yeah, and you'll miss them though.
Yeah. There were some big point scorers. All three of them were. So looking for some guys to fill in and step up and take their place. So
you're able to fill out all the weight classes.
Yeah, we should be. We're still putting the pieces together, and you know,
that's a struggle for some programs these days.
Yeah. Well, we think right now we're going to be able to fill the full lineup with, you know, until body fat tests get done, which are in like two or three weeks, we'll do those, and that'll tell us. It's hard putting 14 guys out on the mat. You know, that's no other sport has to do that. So, or, you know, put 14 varsity guys or girls out on a playing field and try to be competitive. So,
you'd like to see that reduced or not?
I wouldn't mind seeing it go down to 12 or 11.
Shift
some weights around. You know, a while back they took one out of the middle there, which I thought was crazy because there's so many, you know, 30 to 60 pound freshmen or high school kids walking around, and then they take one out of that weight range, and it just seemed crazy to me. But we don't have that control. We don't have control over that, so we do what we can and put guys at weights and go out and see what we can get done. So,
well, usually they already have all your assignments made. I haven't even checked. Is that the case this year?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
It's usually the week of Halloween it comes out. So coming up here pretty shortly, we'll know our district assignment and then see what we got. So,
what kind of tournaments are you going to go to?
We're going back to the same tournaments we went to last year. So we'll go to Monticello that first weekend. And then we go to Mount Vernon, which has turned into a really good tournament, good test. And then we go to Xavier Duels. Then we come back after break and go to the Linmar Duels, which is another pretty good test. And then we have our own tournament, which we have, I think, 15 teams in it this year. So it's starting to grow into a nice little tournament. And then we go to Kansas City, and then conference, and then districts. So.
The trip to Kansas City, it's a unique situation. How'd you guys get involved in that?
We had a wrestler, Jack Serbasic. His uncle coaches out there. And after he graduated, we met over Christmas one year. and started talking about it. And he asked if we wanted to come down, and I said, sure, if we can make it work out and it's okay with going through the state and everything. So we're glad they come down. He says, well, if you come down, we'll come up. So they come up to our tournament the week before, and then we go down there. So it's a good getaway, you know, go down there and see a bunch of different people, a different style of wrestling. Last year was kind of fun because it got a little hostile with the other teams, because we were at one point, I think we ended up fourth out of 23 or 24 teams. And at one point we were in third or second, and the fans were starting to boo us and telling us to go back to Iowa. And so it was fun.
Well, that's
it
good,
it
though.
Was fun. The kids embraced it really well, and we had a good time with it. So I fired them up a little bit. So
that only happened in Big 8 basketball.
No, nothing like that. What is the difference in wrestling philosophies and just styles when you go down there?
They're just not – I mean, there's a lot of good wrestling down there, don't get me wrong. It's a tough tournament, but it didn't seem like they're as physical as they are here in Iowa. And I would say that's the biggest difference. Now, their good guys are very physical, but top to bottom, it's a little bit, drops off a little bit more, I think. But like I said, you make it to the second day down there, you've earned it, and you're going to run in some buzzsaws, so...
You know, and hopefully you're going to be one of those buzzsaws
coming
up this winter.
Yeah, hopefully. So.
Going to be some good wrestling, though, and some good wrestlers coming back across the WOMAC.
Oh, yeah, WOMAC's always tough, so we got our work cut out for us. So
that'll be good. Well, great to see you, and best of luck this winter in the room and at all the meets.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. And going to shift things now. I think I saw Coach Keeney over there and Coach Paulson, and somebody's going to take the reins here. Terry Keeney, the cross-country coach and basketball player, because she wants to play basketball Sunday, don't you?
I do. I was looking forward to it, and I can't wait. I haven't been on the basketball court in a while. I played basketball in college, so I'm looking forward to getting back out there.
Well, let those, you know, hey.
It might not be pretty using a guy's ball, but I'll do what I can.
Hey. You got to get it away from Corby, first of all. He's,
I know.
He likes to shoot a lot.
That's okay. That's okay. He's a good player.
Good night for the boys and girls last night, second in each meet, and you had to be satisfied. Yes,
I was.
Yeah.
I was really happy. You know, some of the kids were kind of disappointed. You know, they wanted to go for that championship, but like you guys got second out of 16 teams. That's pretty impressive, and our JV boys got second too. So. We did great all around. I was really impressed with how they did.
And a champion last night, too.
Yes, absolutely, by almost a minute. Went 1-2 in the boys' race. So, you know, going into districts next Thursday, the kids are really excited. They're bound and determined. It was one of their season-long goals to make both teams go to state. So I'm really looking forward to next week. So
success in cross-country, as you know, is a lot about depth. And... you can have that number one or number two runner, but if your next person finishes 60th,
right.
That doesn't do much good for you. So
right.
Obviously the boys and girls both have good depth.
They do.
Yeah.
You know, both sides, that 3, 4, 5 really stick together. And they have made lots of progress, you know, taking that group of people and keep moving up in the packs at races. So that's something we've talked about, like the 1-5 spread quite a bit this season, and that has just kept improving. So they work really hard, and they really want it. So they practice really hard and just are so determined.
And there they are.
Yes, I'm like, still distracting.
Do you have any instructions
geez.
For them as they make their way in? Go run some more.
Go see Coach Pfeiffer outside. You got to go for a long run today. That's my.
20 to 30.
He sent you over here.
Yeah,
my meanie. Sorry.
There you go. One coach sent here.
Yep.
Is that orchestrated?
I think so.
Okay.
He did that on purpose. I think.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. But. What is the game plan until you got districts next week? Taper a little bit, or how are you going to work?
Yeah, within the last couple of weeks, you know, our tough workouts, we do a 1,000s workout every week and a 200s workout, and we've just been, you know, pulling it back a little bit, not doing as many reps. And, you know, it's more about the quality of the workouts and not the quantity anymore. So actually tomorrow they're going to do their 200s workout, and we're only doing 10 of them compared to 20 that we've done earlier in the season. So they'll like that.
A nice, easy Saturday.
Yep.
I can't even imagine doing that.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
How does the district shape up in Marion's chances for perhaps a state berth?
On both sides, you know, there are three ranked teams and some teams to watch. And on the boys' side, we're one of those ranked teams. And on the girls' side, we're that team to watch. But, you know, last night we beat Inamosa, and that's a ranked team at our district. So, you know, both teams really, they will have to bring it. And they want to go to state. That is what their biggest goal was. So they're ready. They're ready. I'd bet all my money on Marion, so no qualifying. So
she just shoved all her chips into the middle.
Yeah, I did.
They look like they're good spirits.
Oh yeah,
on the guy's side.
Yeah, they're a great group of kids. I've really enjoyed coaching them. So
how many you got out total?
You know, this year we had about 28 total, which was down. I mean, last year I think we had in the mid 40s. You know, so at first I was, you know, kind of discouraged, but, you know, they are a great, you know, great, really hardworking group of kids. I couldn't have asked for a better group, especially my first year of being a head coach. They've made it easy.
How's it been? You're learning all the ins and outs of
yes,
being
I have.
The head coach?
Yes, I have. You know, I never helped my head coach the last couple of years very much. And, you know, all the little things that you have to do, the bus scheduling, the, you know, clothing order forms and all that, you know, behind the scenes work. I really had no idea, but, you know, I got everything turned in on time and we showed up to all of our meets. So I'd say that's a win.
That is a win right there. And good job last night. And best of luck to you guys coming up next week as the districts come around.
Thank you very much.
Show the boys a couple things on Sunday, will you?
Yeah. I will. Yes, I will. Absolutely. Yes, I'll try. That guy's ball might be an issue, but I'll do my best.
All right, thanks for stopping.
Thanks.
All right, we got one more break we'll get to, and then we'll come back and finish up with some volleyball. So stay with us. More to come after this here on the Tailgate Tour from Marion here on KGYM.
Good luck. There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Hi, I'm Drew, Division President at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids, and Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com. rfshires.com.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back here to Marion and the tailgate tour as we're going to end up with a very tired but a very happy Roxanne Paulson, the volleyball coach here for the Marion Indians. They took the WOMAC Conference Tournament Championship last night here at home, and what a night it was.
Yeah, definitely. It was a little unexpected, I think, on our part, but super excited, and kids really put some things together last night to let that happen.
Well, it's partly you, and you got a little help as well, frankly. Well, did you not?
Oh, yeah. Dyersville, talking about? Yeah. Dyersville took out CPU, and I think that was definitely a surprise. And I guess we were playing at the time, and I didn't realize that CPU even had a 13-9 lead in set four and lost 15-13. So, you know, that's tough. CPU is a really good team, and I knew Dyersville had been playing well lately as well. But there was certainly a mismatch in size also. So Dyersville really took it to them at that point and, you know, I think surprised everybody.
And you guys, of course, the first one, the Mount Vernon win was a real good one. Obviously, the Mustangs, the Eastern champions.
Yeah, it was definitely. We watched them on Saturday play over at Westside off and on, and they've got a nice ball club as well. So we fully expected to have a super competitive match, and we knew we had to be on our A game. And I was pleased to see the kids really brought it, and we were able to overcome that. And that was, for them being number one on that side, you know, I thought certainly them and CPU were probably the two favorites coming in.
I went through your schedule, Roxanne, and I think I counted 13 ranked teams on your schedule. Ranked teams meaning either in the top 15 of one class or another. Mm-hmm. And WOMAC accounts for a lot of those teams, but you've also got other teams that you played that, I mean, these girls better should be ready each and every time out, right?
Yeah, and, you know, there's times I go back and forth. You know, do you look for some lighter competition to get some success and have some wins under your belt, or do you continue to push your kids to play top competition? And, you know, our schedule is definitely very packed. We have very few tournaments. In fact, I don't think I have a tournament we go to where there's nobody ranked. And day in and day out, the kids have to bring it. And it gives us a chance to really try some things against really good competition. And we made a couple changes last night going into the night. And we just told the girls, we got to try this. This is our last night that if it doesn't work, that we can fix it yet before regionals when you don't get a do-over. And so we tried a few things last night, and I think those things kind of worked for us.
I think you guys are flying under the radar going into this year a little bit, much more than you have the last few years when you've had, you know, Bella Sade and all the girls right there. But still a good group. It's got a lot of talent out there.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we're still kind of young. You know, we've got some experience coming back with Caitlin as our setter player. And, man, she had over 3,000 assists here in her career. So that's been a big plus for us to have her there and a lot of young kids, though, coming back. We have one senior hitter with Andrea Landit, and the rest are kind of new. Holly Faley does some on the outside, and Randy Ryden. Those two have been injured. So we've had different lineups almost every night, and we've kind of tried to go with some different lineups so that those two don't have all the pressure to help them heal a little bit with their injuries and hope that we could get them farther down the road. And I think that's maybe given us some losses here and there a little bit too. But it's nice to see the other kids with the experience are coming around, and most of those kids are going to be back for us down the road.
More nerve-wracking, Roxanne. Last night, or being the mother of the varsity quarterback?
They both rank up there pretty good. They both rank up there pretty high. You know, it keeps us busy and definitely stressful. You know, sometimes when you're a coach, you can say some things to your kids, and I find myself in the stands just wishing he was standing right beside me that I could say a couple words to him. Well, he wouldn't surely want to listen to his mother, I know. But, you know, definitely it's been a challenge for both of those.
What do you like as a fan? Are you vocal or?
It depends. It depends. I can have my very vocal moments, and there's times that I'm fine. I can sit and watch and enjoy, and it depends. Sometimes it kind of goes with the way the game's going or the officials. Or I find myself more so in basketball maybe having a harder time being quiet than I do watching him play football.
Well, you do a great job. We don't have to worry about you.
Hope not. But
you mentioned Caitlin Smith. She's going to Drake. But you've got Rainey Wright there.
Yep. Cable
Rice,
Albee. Yep. Younger Kayla, Rice. Delaney Rice.
On the volleyball team, too.
Yeah. You know, we're pretty fortunate. You know, the multi-sport kids, wow, there's just not a ton of them. But, you know, in our school, in our size, we have to have them. And those kids are so critical. While maybe this is their second sport in the case, especially with Kaba and Randy, they provide some competitiveness and a competitive nature to our team that, you know, you can't match. And Caitlin does the same when she goes out and plays basketball. While volleyball's her number one, she's a critical role player for them and plays a very important role. And if nothing else, just the steadiness of being under pressure and what do I do and how do I handle that. So we're very, very fortunate we've got that, and we've got some young kids in our program right now that are more probably basketball players that we're really hoping we can keep around and be able to watch them kind of grow in both sports.
What does the road to state look like?
Tough, really tough. State, definitely, you know, I don't know that they had many options. You know, you had number one Xavier across the town from us and Wallert number two, and Waverly I think's top five. So they ended up, we have Liberty, which I think is a good young team, and they're definitely improving, and nobody can overlook them. And we'll turn around and we'll travel to Independence, and they're certainly ranked a little bit above us. And then if we're lucky enough to manage that, we got Center Point. So I don't think the state really felt they had many options to split the three of us. There is, you know, there really is at this part of the state, and I guess this year we're the bottom of those rankings, and so we're the ones that are going to have to earn our way to state. So be it. We've had our opportunities in other years when we've been ranked number one, and I still believe a number one team probably shouldn't have to play a ranked team. You know, in that case, I don't think that's fair to anybody, and they're going to let us battle it out. And so that's what we're going to have to do. If we want to go, we've got to earn it this year.
All right. Well, great job last night, and we will see you down the road here over at Thomas Park in a little bit.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. That's going to wrap things up here. Mark, we'll see you coming up on Monday with another edition of the show with Mike Halas. Have a good weekend.
Sounds good. Have a great call tonight in the game. Should be a good one.
Marion, West Delaware tonight, 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. We'll get you to Sports Center here. From Marion, thanks for listening to the Tailgate Tour.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 a.m., 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
NCAA investigation into alleged academic fraud in the Department of African and Afro-American Studies. Only 11 months after taking over the U.S. men's national team, Coach Bruce Arena resigns today after a 2-1 loss to Trinidad and Tobago. Team USA missed the World Cup for the first time since 1986. A college football doubleheader starting at 7 Eastern tonight on ESPN. Number 2 Clemson at Syracuse. 8th-ranked Washington State plays at Cal.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com.